Well, you had a lot of quarterback situational work today.
Mm-hmm.
Red zone goal line. How did they look?
I thought that, you know, anytime you don't turn the ball over, that's good. But obviously there were some things we got to get better at. I thought our defense did a great job at the goal line. And anytime you play Greg Williams at the goal line, you try to run it every play. It's not good for your health. But it's good for our football team. I mean, I think that's how you build a tough defensive unit. I think that part of it was good. And I think our guys got after it. I'd like to see the offense get the ball in a little bit more, but that's part of it. Like I said, when you play that style of defense, it was rough down there. So kudos to them. I thought the offense battled back in the scoring zone area and did some good things. And I think our defense was just playing some real vanilla coverage, which was good. So there were some things there we can grow from. The two-minute situations, there was a situation that came up at the end. I have a guy, Dave Giuliani, who does a great job for me just talking through situational things that can happen. So we were able to discuss those things. A real live situation that come up in the game really came up. So it was good to get through all those things for our football team, for the quarterback, so they can think through it, go through it. So, again, it's a lot of good situational work for our football team. I think we're growing. I think we're getting better, but we're nowhere close to where we want to be yet.
How much does the fact that your starting offensive line was not together on that, you know, goal-to-goal situation, three, how much does that factor?
No, I've had all my offensive line before and going against Greg, and that situation is different, you know, because of the style we play. You know, obviously, they play a little different style than most down there. And so sometimes, like I said, running the ball may not be the best, whether those guys were in there or not. Again, I think our defense did a good job.
Hey, Hugh, we looked like Miles a couple times. Were you stingy on giving him?
You absolutely. I'm not giving him free sacks that he wants. No, he obviously he's doing a good job. You know, he's rushing the passer. He's turned it up a little bit. I think he's in much better shape. He understands what we're expecting of him to do, and he's doing it. So that's what you're seeing. You're just seeing a young player that's starting to get better and better and better within our scheme.
Hugh, there was a sequence in the 2 minute where Cody had it, took a couple of sacks, and then on the. I think it was like 4th and 24, he dumped down to Telfer. What do you tell him on that?
Well, to me, the biggest thing, the dump is not what bothered me. Telfer understands the situation. You got to try to get all you can. I mean, you can run around and all of a sudden fumble the ball and get hit. You know, but again, Cody understood, you know, I'm going to try to buy as much time as I can. But he's seen an open guy. But I think Randall's got to understand we're going to catch it, get everything we can. Don't know. You might break a tackle. Good things can happen. Yes, it was 4th down. So we'll grow from all of those different things that happen.
How about Deshaun?
Absolutely. He has a skill set, you know, and so we try to showcase all of those guys' different talents and abilities, and there's some things he can do that's maybe a little bit different, and we'll give him opportunity to do those things.
You have to remind guys to keep him up.
It's keep like who up?
On,
oh, yeah.
On the ground
anyway,
times.
He looks like a different color jersey, so our defense thinks he'll hit everybody, you know. But, no, we got to take care of our quarterbacks. I mean, the one other time, it was just I don't think they were trying to hit him at all like that. Those things happen from time to time, but we're fine.
Going into tomorrow, the day off. We always ask about the quarterbacks, but where are you with the three?
Just still evaluating, just watching, looking. I'll go back and watch all the tape tomorrow now. You know, I mean, obviously I've seen it all, but go back and watch it again. Just kind of see where we are. I mean, I think guys have done some good things. I mean, obviously we're closer to making decisions than we are, you know, as you keep going every day. But I've seen some good things from our guys. I see some things we got to keep improving at. And, again, once we can get a whole unit out there playing, I'll feel much better. But I think we're making progress. You know, it's day five into this situation, and we're just going to keep working.
So is it kind of too early to, you know, for you to take a day off, watch film, and maybe tweak the rotation?
Yeah, it is, Mary Kay. I'm not – I'm probably not looking at it from that standpoint yet. I probably want to go through the scrimmage on Friday and then kind of see where we are from there. You know, but I think – you know, the guys are battling, competing. You know, they're doing some good things. You know, the thing that I'm most pleased about, the ball's not going up to the other team a lot. You know, and that's what gives you a chance. When you play good defense, you be able to run the football, take care of the ball, you know, get turnovers on defense, and good things can happen. We're not a finished product, but I think we're working towards a goal.
How have you seen Danny Shelton handle his change on the defensive line and the couple plays he made today?
He's doing well. Danny's one of our better players. You know, as I said before, I expect those things from Danny. You know, I think he's had a good camp. You know, he's got to continue to harness his temper. You know, Danny's still Danny, but we love him for being that kind of Danny. We need that kind of Danny, too, but he's done a good job.
He said he's really changed his body this offseason. Have you noticed a difference?
No, he has. I mean, he's lost, you know, what we say body fat, you know, and he's done a good job. You know, he got to be able to play harder longer, you know, and I think that's what he's trying to do so he can stay out there and be able to make more plays for our football team.
When minicamp ended, you were very clear that Kaiser wasn't ready at that point to play, start a game or play a game. Any different now?
I think it's still too early. You know, we'll know. I mean, we put in a lot of football. We still got more football to put in. That's why I say hopefully by Friday, the installs for what we're doing is going to be in. You know, we have a game a week from then. So I think for the most part, after our Friday, after I get a feel for where we are, you know, I'll know more about the whole group. You know, you got to get through all these installs first and get the offense in and make sure they understand what we're trying to accomplish and then kind of go from there.
You mentioned it yesterday, and then Duke was talking about it today, but I was a little confused. Does Duke go to all the meetings with you? Does he just follow you around? And is he the only one?
I was kidding with you. You bit that, didn't you?
Well, Duke wasn't being put around it either.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be. That's his job. No, Duke is a very bright, smart football player. And he spends a lot of time in a lot of different rooms, is the way I would put it, so that he can be able to prepare and do what we're asking him to do. He's done a good job. You know, he's handled all that stuff well. And hopefully we can give him a chance to be what he can be.
So David is starting to make some really nice catches. Mm-hmm. In the group. But still, the occasional
dog. Absolutely.
Just has to work on his consistency.
Yes, absolutely. We just got to fight through it, you know. He's got to make those plays, and he gets it, you know. He, trust me, he don't want to drop the ball, you know, but obviously it happens. So we got to continue to work on it. He's got to continue to get better at it. The good thing is he's getting open in those situations. Now he's got to finish the play. So we'll keep working on that, and we'll work through it.
Will you guys talk tomorrow about giving guys more reps or moving guys up and down, or is that still too early?
No, I mean, I may adjust that part of it, you know, because, again, I'll look at all the practice schedules that are left before we play Friday, and, you know, some guys, and it's not just the quarterback position, it's everywhere. You know, maybe some guys need more reps, more guys might need to do more things, so we'll have that discussion tomorrow, no doubt.
Do you have anything on Caleb Brantley being out?
Yeah, he has a broken finger, and he'll be out for a week or two, week and a half or two, so we'll get him back. Nothing major, but, you know, those things happen. Your hand gets caught in something or something like that. So those things happen.
Did he have surgery on
it? Yes, he did.
Good.
We've got one more thing real quick. Coley working with the defensive line, first team defensive line, mm-hmm, today, is that a new development, or did you try him out there? Did he earn some extra?
No, I think the way we kind of do it on defense, you earn your keep, you know. So he's playing well. And we keep giving guys opportunities. If you demonstrate, you know, on our football team that you have a skill, you can help us win, we're going to give you an opportunity to be out there.